This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I ate way too much. Man, I ate way too much. But I got to tell you, I slept good. All that tryptophan, that was kind of some yummy stuff. Corey, my husband, did most of the cooking. I think he did actually all of the cooking. I didn't really do much this year. Got kind of a lot going on. You know, family was in town, and, you know, just, it was just kind of a different sort of, it was nice. It's nice. Still going on. And, I was really into football, and I had a little money on the Bears, the Cowboys, and the Saints, and they all covered their spread. So I was a little distracted this Thanksgiving, but pretty happily so. And so that actually worked out really, really good and really, really nice. I was really happy. But you know what's interesting? Black Friday and all the mayhem that ensues. You know what's funny? There's this meme that I saw. I don't like calling them memes, but those are those little funny things that you see written, you know, and those like little search stories or whatever. And I saw one that says Black Friday, because only in America people trample each other for sales exactly one day after being thankful for what they already have. Right? We spend the whole day being thankful for what we have just to race out of the house to try to hit Black Friday deals. So I do find that ironic. But I always like to talk about the history of things, because Black Friday, it's like a holiday. You know, it's interesting. I had to get my nails done. And I wanted to come in on Friday, and the nail salon was open actually Thanksgiving, but closed on Friday for Black Friday. I mean, people actually use this as a holiday, and I told you guys, I'm really jaded because, sorry, my nose are running, years ago when the Spider-Man movies first came out, I wanted to buy a bike for my kid. I told you guys this. And so I go to Walmart. And I'm there the Wednesday before Black Friday. And I'm like, look, you know what? I just have a feeling the prices are going to go up. What I need to get won't be there. So let me buy it now, because nobody's shopping the Wednesday before, you know, Thanksgiving, the day before. And I asked the gentleman to pull down the bike because it was on the rack up high. And he said, what are you doing? No, come back Friday. I go, well, I want to buy it now because it could be gone. He goes, no, trust me, I'll be here. Come at 6 a.m. This is when I think Walmart opened at 6 a.m. or whatever time I woke up. They opened for Black Friday. Be here. All right, I'll get the bike for you and you'll see it'll be cheaper. So I did. I waited. So Friday morning I was there and the bike was gone. And all the other bikes were $20 more. Now, mind you, I'm a huge fan of Walmart, and I shop at Walmart. But after that, I was like, oh, hell no. Now, mind you, there are specials, right? There are like, and I'll tell you about some of them. There are specials that come with Black Friday and then this weekend. But when I saw that, I was like, okay, you know what? No. I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to buy something that's more expensive. And we always forget to do this, but we need to, like, you know, check our prices before the holidays and then see what's going to happen after. And a lot of times we think we're getting a deal and the prices are actually higher. Now, I have not seen Walmart do this since, because I made a lot of noise back then when that happened. But still, I wouldn't be surprised if other companies do this. So, I looked up Black Friday on history.com. I love history.com. And they said that the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was applied not to holiday shopping, but to financial crisis. Actually, the first time you saw Black Friday, I remember it in the 80s, right? There was a crash, but this was back in 1869, which I don't remember because I'm not that old. where the crash of the U.S. gold market occurred, September 24th, 1869. They say two notoriously ruthless Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, hoping to drive the price sky high and sell it for astonishing profits. On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, and then it sent the stock market into a free fall, and they said it bankrupted everyone from Wall Street barons to farmers. This was in 1869. Now, there is a story, another story for Black Friday and post-Thanksgiving shopping, where after an entire year of operating at a loss, or stores were in the red, they would supposedly turn black, right, on the day after Thanksgiving, because holiday shoppers would blow a lot of money on discounted merchandise. So there's one theory that Black Friday originated because of profits going from the red to black. All right. Then there was another myth, not very popular, and that we do not think is true. According to history.com, why do I have a pop-up? Now a pop-up comes up. They say, according to history.com, in recent years, another myth has surfaced that gives a particularly ugly twist to the transition, claiming that back in the 1800s, southern plantation owners could buy slaves at a discount on the day after Thanksgiving. They say, though this version of Black Friday's roots has understandably led some to call for a boycott of the retail holiday, it has no basis in fact. That's according to history.com. But they say the true story behind Black Friday was back in the 1950s, police of the city of Philly used the term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving. There were suburban shoppers and tourists that would flood into the city in advance of the big Army-Navy football game held on that Saturday every year. And then Philly cops couldn't take the day off. They'd have to work overtime. There'd be a lot of shoplifters. And so by 1961, Black Friday had caught on in Philadelphia to the extent that the merchants tried to change it to Big Friday. They wanted to call it Big Friday to get rid of the negative connotations. And then by 1985, you just heard Black Friday used all over the place. And in the late 80s, retailers found a positive way to reinvent Black Friday, again, talking about how things went from red to black in terms of profits. So Black Friday used to actually have negative connotations. And so maybe we do need to call it Big Friday. You know, either way, there's supposed to be some really interesting deals out there. We'll talk to you guys about them when we get back. Plus, it looks like Japan has been hit by an earthquake right near Fukushima. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So like I said last segment, while we spent hours with family and friends being thankful for what we have, millions of people are now, right, trampling all over each other, fighting at the checkout line to try to get deals, some of which aren't really, really that good deals. According to the National Retail Federation, an estimated 135.8 million Americans plan to shop over this weekend, and 183.8 million said they would take advantage of online deals offered on Cyber Monday. Now, what's very interesting is we're hearing that the lines aren't that bad this year. Every year, we're hearing that the lines are going down. True, some places like Best Buy will probably have, you know, a lot of the electronic type stores are probably going to have bigger lines, but we're being told, according to CNBC, that shoppers pulled out their phones and shopped on Thanksgiving Day to spend more than ever before, potentially stealing some of Black Friday's thunder. Consumers in the U.S. had, get this, already spent $1.75 billion online by 5 p.m. That was on Thursday. Before the turkey got out of the oven, people had already spent $1.75 billion. That's up more than 28% from a year ago, according to Adobe Analytics. Adobe Analytics tracks transactions of 80 of the top 100 internet retailers. Adobe said online sales on Thanksgiving Day are expected to hit a record $3.7 billion. Plus, people started lining up outside the stores Thursday night. Northeast had record cold temperatures. Where I lived, we didn't even need a jacket. And it was interesting because, you know, everybody, I was watching football, so I was good. Because after the Cowboys game was the Saints game. So I had a good old time. I didn't need to leave the house. But, you know, it was starting to get boring. So people wanted to get out of the house. So they went to the store. So a lot of people have been criticizing stores for opening up on Thanksgiving. But I don't blame them. We started to see this during the recession where stores are like, look, why not early bird get the worm? Why not staff Thursday night so people after turkey dinner could go shopping? Why make people wait till Friday? And it was such a brilliant move that many of these companies made so much money. In fact, JCPenney, who's had issues, they opened their doors at 2 p.m. on Thursday. Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, Target opened at 5. Walmart opened at 6. In fact, some Walmart stores had free cookies and coffee. So a lot of doorbusters were offered Thanksgiving Day. They say Walmart Chief Merchandising Officer Steve Bratspy said traffic was steady all Thursday night in stores across the country. The company launched their online deals Wednesday evening at 10 p.m., 2 hours earlier than in 2017. And millions of people were already shopping on Walmart.com. So the National Retail Federation is predicting that we will gain sales this year, an average of 3.9%, a bump ranging from 4.3% to 4.9%. And again, economy is better, it's stronger, people want to spend the money they have, they're convinced that some of these Black Friday deals are really deals. So, yeah, so let's see what kind of deals are out there. Well, I've wanted to do the Ancestry.com for a little while now, or the 23andMe. And I guess usually those tests are about $69 to $99, the Ancestry DNA, the cheapest one. Well, apparently, it's $49 right now on Ancestry.com. It's a popular DNA testing kit. So that you could get. It's one of the cheapest rates we've seen now for a while. There's also a Brother P-Touch label maker. Usually it sells for $25 to $35. You can get it for $9.99. So some of you guys that need to buy things for the office, now may be the time to do that. A Google Home mini smart speaker with Google Assistant, $25 at Target. They said they've never seen such a price like that. It's according to USA Today. Then the Harry Josh Pro Dryer, that's $174. That's a hair dryer. Really? $174 for a hair dryer? It just blows air. Why would anybody spend that money? All right. Well, $174 hair dryer. You know what? Maybe my hair would look better if I actually did use something like that. An Instant Pot Duo 60 7-in-1 multi-cooker. That is $59 on Amazon. You save about $40. Then you have the Kindle Paperwhite. That's $79.99. It's like the updated version of the Kindle e-reader. And then you have a LG 55-inch C8 OLED 4K TV. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. $1,600. Apparently, it usually goes for $2,200. Again, you can buy this on Amazon. The Nintendo Switch with blue and red Joy-Con. I guess those are for people into gaming. That's $259 or $260. You save about $40. A Vitamix blender. Oh, Vitamita Vegemin. Yeah, that was from I Love Lucy. This is called Vitamix. It's a blender for $299. And then Sunny Noise Canceling Headphones, $198 on Amazon. Noise canceling headphones are pretty nice. Usually those are about $150. Oh, no. Yo, usually they're like $300. So, yeah, so that actually saves you some money. I know, they're cheaper. See, you see what I'm talking about? You see? So, you know, go online. You guys, usually, if there's something you've always wanted, you pretty much know the price. You can be able to tell if the price went down. Apparently, a lot of these stores now are being very, very wily when it comes to apps and allowing you to buy online. I've gotten texts all morning long on what Black Friday specials there are. And, you know, they are. They're looking pretty good. So I'm honestly for the hype around the holidays because I want people spending money. In order for us to have a vibrant economy, we need that. And, again, I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen, you know, with the economy to come. So, especially with the new Congress. So, you know, enjoy. Get some good deals. Don't overspend. And if you do end up, you know, not going shopping and need some ideas for some cheap gifts, but good gifts, I'll help you out with that because there's some cool stuff out there that you can do that's not that expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A powerful earthquake in Japan, this is breaking news, has struck 5.3 on the Richter scale, from what I understand, about 30 miles near Fukushima. This happened, now some of you listen to me live, some of you don't, but this happened early Friday morning. They say so far no major damage or injuries have been reported and no tsunami warning has been issued. They say one Twitter user said they felt it as far away as Tokyo. They had tweeted, it was an earthquake, I felt that too, I'm staying in Tokyo on a holiday, I just felt my whole Airbnb shake. Another said he felt a long rattling in Yokohama. That's about 300 kilometers away from Fukushima. Now, Fukushima is the capital city of Fukushima Prefecture, Japan. That was subject to the nuclear disaster back in 2011. It's in the northern part of Nakadori, according to the Sun. That's the central region of the prefecture. And the city is near the mountains, and it's the location of the only, I guess, racetrack, they say. But if you remember, March 11th, 2011, an earthquake and tsunami occurred, and the earthquake affected the city's water supply. There were issues with nuclear spill. There's been medical fallout from that, or even being told that some of the fish had gotten contaminated, and a whole variety of other issues that still haven't even been quantitated because that was only back in 2011, and sometimes it takes years to see the sequelae of that. So earthquakes, unfortunately, are not rare, you know, in that neck of the woods, but unfortunately, because of what happened, it's something that we're watching, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think last week, some workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, their hotel got hit. And they had to be extracted out of there, try to fight the Ebola crisis. The World Health Organization is now saying that babies are catching Ebola. In an update published this week, the UN Health Agency reported 36 new confirmed cases of Ebola, including 7 of the newborn babies and infants younger than 2. 6 cases were reported in children aged between 2 and 17. 1 case was in a pregnant woman. Now, Ebola typically affects adults. It can affect children. In fact, the Ground Zero child, or the Ground Zero subject back in 2013, 2014 was a child. We'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A shooting at an Alabama mall on the eve of Black Friday leaves one teen dead and two other people wounded. Hoover Police Chief Nicholas Dursa says an argument between two men led one to pull out a gun and shoot the other.
I don't understand. I would hope that people were coming out on a holiday night to enjoy themselves and find bargains, what people were supposed to be doing, and not engage in the type of nonsense that we had.
The shooting took place at the River Chase Galleria near Birmingham, and officers shot the suspect dead as he tried to flee the scene. And in Miami, an unarmed 15-year-old was shot by a police officer Thanksgiving morning. Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says the teen was off his medication and involved in an altercation with his guardian.
Right now I have a lot more questions than answers for you all because one round was discharged and I don't know why or the cause of that round being discharged.
The teenager in stable condition at last report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of us were surprised because I believe it was Tuesday evening before people got out of Dodge for Thanksgiving, the CDC had sent out a tweet telling us that there's a romaine lettuce outbreak. They don't know where it's coming from, where the source is, so just don't eat it. And if you don't know if you even have romaine, just throw it out. See ya. And so I was a little vocal about asking somebody to clock back in and just maybe tell us what the hell is going on, because you couldn't get a salad anywhere in my town. Nobody knew what the hell was going on. Thanksgiving yesterday, I had to eat green bean casserole. You guys know what I think of green bean casserole. I would have rather have had some lettuce. I think I would have rather had some E. coli tainted lettuce, to be honest, than the green bean casserole, but that's neither here nor there. Well, luckily somebody did clock back in. Okay. Somebody did decide to stay at work. And the commissioner of the FDA said on Thursday that the multi-state E. coli outbreak revealed earlier this week was thought to be connected to romaine lettuce grown in California. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tweeted on Thanksgiving, saying its agency is still working to determine the E. coli source, but have drawn a link to the West Coast. FDA continues to investigate source of E. coli outbreak type traced to romaine. We believe it's related to lettuce harvested from California, Gottlieb wrote. We hope to have more information on Monday, isolating the growing region. New crop will soon harvest from other regions. So, again, they're kind of letting us know to back off until Monday. I mean, I don't understand that. I'm a doctor. I always work Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, I'm working now. I just don't get, I understand people need holidays. And, you know, with the government, it's paid holiday, by the way. Government workers get paid off. So you really don't have a lot of people volunteering to work. But when you have something this huge, where you scare the hell out of the country, telling them not to eat romaine lettuce, and everybody has to throw away their product, which costs a lot of money, by the way, okay? Because romaine lettuce is more expensive than iceberg lettuce, and imagine, you know, stores and restaurants, right, that stocked all this. It would have been kind of nice for you to give us a little bit more specifics or have somebody on the clock this weekend figuring it out so we can move forward. Instead, we're being told we'll have more information on Monday. So, at least 32 people have gotten sick. 13 have been hospitalized as a result of an outbreak that they believe has been connected to romaine lettuce, according to the FDA. So far, 11 states have seen cases, including California, which reported 10. The latest illness onset was on October 31st. So the FDA said people should not eat romaine lettuce until more is known about the source of the contaminated lettuce and the status of the outbreak. And again, we won't know more until after the holiday. They say a traceback investigation is underway to find the source of the romaine lettuce consumed by individuals who became ill. So what are they worried about? They're worried about E. coli. E. coli, you can unfortunately get on your lettuce if it gets contaminated by sewage. So that's a pretty messed up situation. Now, we're being told by Gottlieb that the FDA has appreciated the cooperation of the California and Arizona leafy green marketing agreements on our advice to voluntarily withdraw potentially contaminated romaine from the market. So that's voluntarily recall. Romaine lettuce are the ones where it's like darker green and they're longer heads. Iceberg lettuce are more round. Romaine is kind of longer, it's sexier. Romaine lettuce is a much sexier stalk of lettuce. You know, like if you go to a fancy restaurant and they charge $20 for the salad, you'll be like, wait, please. What they'll do is they'll throw a couple like pieces or hearts of romaine lettuce and like drizzle some. I could make a $20 salad. I really should open up a restaurant. I see what these people do. You know, that's what really gets me about these fancy restaurants. I know I'm going off on a tangent here. But every now and then I'll go to a fancy restaurant. I don't really like to spend that kind of money, but sometimes somebody else is paying. So I go. And, you know, at my house, I'll buy some chicken. I'll maybe soak it in some teriyaki or some butter and garlic or whatever. And I don't know, that cost me, what, maybe $5-6 for that piece of chicken. Yet, you go to a fancy restaurant, and they have a $59 plate of chicken. And I'm like, what are they doing to that chicken to add an extra $54 to the price? Well, it is a little tender. It's less meat than mine. It's smaller. And they plate it nicer. But I'm like, it's chicken. What the hell's going on here? Maybe they'll add some couscous And maybe there'll be a nice little slice of romaine lettuce. But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't get how restaurants do things. But we pay for it. You know, if we're going to pay for it, I don't blame them. All right, so that's what's going on there. We'll keep you guys posted. A Colorado woman pleads guilty to embezzling Girl Scout cookie profits. A Western Colorado woman has pleaded guilty because she embezzled and took the money out of her daughter's troop funds. The Daily Centennial, or Sentinel, reported Wednesday that 32-year-old Jennifer Hooten of Clifton pleaded guilty to felony theft on September 13th and was ordered to pay $1,400 of restitution as part of a deferred judgment. The deferred judgment means her case will be dismissed if she meets court-ordered conditions in the next 2 years. She was arrested after other scout leaders discovered a bank account that should have had about $2,400 of cookie profits was overdrawn. An arrest warrant affidavit says Hooten told officers she had planned to return the money before the theft was discovered. So she borrowed the Girl Scouts' money. The affidavit said she sent other troop leaders a check for $1,000 after police interviewed her. You know, I always wondered about that because, you know, in movies they would make jokes about mugging a Girl Scout. And I was a Girl Scout for a little bit. I was a Brownie and then I was a Girl Scout. And I remember when my mom always freaking out about us, like, selling cookies and stuff because of the money. You know, we don't want to be responsible for the money because if it gets lost, you know, people will think we stole it. Or, and if my mom didn't have the extra money, she wouldn't want to have to replenish something that I lost. So if I did get mugged on the school bus or something, that means my parents would have to come out of pocket. They were poor. They didn't have the extra money. The last thing they needed is to have to come up with an extra $200. And so I never really sold Girl Scout cookies. I never really kind of got involved with that. Why? Because, again, the fear of something could happen to the money. Just bad luck, somebody steal it from us, whatever. So when you actually have somebody do that, I mean, and maybe she really borrowed it. Maybe she's like, look, I just need to borrow it, and then I'll put the money back before anybody notices. No. The Girl Scouts is a big organization, and I'm amazed at all the great work they do. But do not underestimate the Girl Scouts, okay? Don't underestimate any woman, for that matter. We watch the money. We know exactly what's going on. You know, I tell my husband this all the time. I may not balance a checkbook, and I may not log into the bank, but I could tell if one penny is withdrawn. Don't ask. It's just this sixth sense. It's because we're nesters. We know where every twig in that nest is. So if one little baby snap happens, our beak is going to be all up in your cloaca, to put it lightly. So don't mess with the Girl Scouts. Don't mess with us women. Don't steal money. Now, speaking of women, we're being told that women don't do as well when they have heart attacks. Why? Well, you'll see. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study or this report was being made a headline today at CNN News, where more than 8,200 women in England and Wales could have survived heart attacks over the course of a decade if they had received the same quality care as men. This isn't the first time a study has come out saying women have less of a chance of surviving because they don't get the same care that men do. And I want to take studies like this with a grain of salt because I think it could be misinterpreted as, well, you know, a man, you know, gets treated better than a woman, and so the man, I don't think it's that. I think there's other factors at play, And so indirectly, some women may fare worse. And we're going to talk about that. But first, according to their research, the research was part funded by the British Heart Foundation and published in the journal Heart, and it revealed that women were less likely than men to receive guideline care for heart attacks. Scientists at the University of Leeds found that women in the UK had more than double the median rate of death than men in the 30 days after heart attacks. Their findings reveal that 5.2% of women died in the same period after a heart attack, compared with only 2.3% of men, representing a 2.26-fold increase in relative risk of death. They say, we know women are dying due to unequal heart attack care, and now we've identified the shortfalls we need to target to save lives. They say we need to tackle these, according to Dr. Chris Gales, professor of cardiovascular medicine at the University of Leeds and senior author, we need to tackle the false perception that heart attacks are only a male health issue. This leads to inadequate care for women. He's right about that, both at the time and after heart attacks. So figures from the study looked at 70,000 women go to the hospital every year in the UK with heart attacks. Up to 25,000 of them die. Researchers estimate that 8,200 of the deaths recorded between 2003 and 2013 could have been avoided, and that's in England and Wales. In America, the numbers are obviously much higher. The study also found that women who had a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, which is a type of heart attack that affects older individuals and carries greater risks, the non-ST elevation, they were 34% less likely to receive timely coronary angiographies within 72 hours of the first symptoms. But women with ST-elevated myocardial infarctions, also a very serious type of heart attack, that's where the coronary artery is completely blocked, they were 2.7% less likely to receive vital treatments. All right, so they say, in conclusion, a woman who suffers a heart attack has a higher risk of dying than if she were male. So, all right, here we go. First, let's go back to that one study where women present differently with heart attacks than men. So men appear to be more likely to go, oh, I got the chest pain, and oh, it's going to my left arm. Women may not present that way all the time. They may say, oh, I can't catch my breath. Or, oh, I feel a little lightheaded. Or, gosh, I feel nauseous. I told you about that time a woman came in thinking she had a bladder infection. And she was really nauseous. Well, she had a heart attack the night before. Never had chest pain. So, if a man comes in saying, I have chest pain, and a woman comes in saying, I have a bladder infection, obviously, the guy is going to get the EKG and the woman is going to get the urinalysis test. It wasn't until I gave her the nausea medicine that we were able to induce a second heart attack and see, wow, she had a heart attack. Otherwise, she came in complaining that she had a bladder infection and she was a little nauseous. That case blew my mind. So one issue we have is women may not present the same classical way that men do. Which means if you're a woman, or if you're a man hanging out with a woman, and there's a lady next to you saying she feels lightheaded, she feels dizzy, she's having some trouble breathing, she feels winded, she feels nauseated, her tummy hurts, and if she has chest pain, any of those could be her having a heart attack. Now, as an ER doc, previous ER doc for a short time, as well as many other medical professionals, know, heart attack is always number one on our list. But we do think about it more with the men. Because the majority of our patients who have heart attacks are still male. But that doesn't mean we can ignore the female. And again, if a female isn't, you know, able to convey to us that she's having cardiac issues, we don't always check the heart. Now, I guess there's screening guidelines that don't even bring up an EKG. It's not recommended for us to routinely EKG people over 40 or 50. Oh, to hell with that. I'm going to do it. Now, let's start going into the whole female-male anatomy thing. So there was that study that came out last year, and I think another study came out this year, saying women are less likely to get CPR because male bystanders do not want to be accused of touching anything or looking like they accidentally groped or took advantage. And so a woman lying in the street is less likely to have somebody touch her chest than a male. And I understand why people are apprehensive. Nobody wants to be accused of sexual assault. Unfortunately, people can die at the process of that. And that's our fault as women, because we've let some of our sisters falsely accuse men who were trying to help them. I mean, you know, I had been bullying with one of my friends, and he's gay. And I had gotten up really quickly, because it was my turn to bowl, and I guess I fainted. And I fell face forward towards him, and he caught me, but he caught me by grabbing my breasts and under my arm. But he caught me, so I didn't break my face. I was so grateful. Even if he wasn't gay, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have been fine with that. Again, they stopped me from falling on my face. Yet there's been cases going, oh, you touched me? Oh, you what? So of course, you know, there's that hesitancy. Then I'm hearing that a lot of female patients tell me that their doctor doesn't even listen to their heart. Well, I've heard women accuse their male doctors of being inappropriate when they put the stethoscope on their chest. Well, you have to listen to the heart. There's at least four areas of the heart you need to listen to, and one is under the breast. We teach our medical students to ask the patient to lift her breast so we could listen to the under part of the heart. Now, most doctors out there in real life don't do that. Me, I'll use my stethoscope, put it under the breast, and listen to the heart so nobody has to actually manipulate and move the breast. But to really get a good exam of the heart, you have got to listen to, you know, all four listening points on the chest. Now, a lot of us don't. We do fine. I'm hearing a lot of male doctors are like, you know what, just go get, you know, have the nurse do your EKG. You know, they just don't go near there. And again, they're only as good, you know, to other patients as long as they're able to practice. And an accusation of, oh, you know, well, he touched my breast. Well, then, you know what, fine, forget it. When I was on air years ago, there was a one of my listeners said that the doctor, rather than undressing her, went through the arm of the gown to get to the side of her heart. Well, he did that so she didn't feel exposed, but she had a problem with that. So, you know, women may be less inclined to have their shirts off and examined because of the awkwardness and, you know, the issues that could arise. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.